What about some of the clinical research strategies that are being tested in the adjuvant setting? What are your thoughts about those? For example, the use of bevacizumab is being looked at in the ECOG study and other strategies that are being used in the adjuvant setting.
So obviously, when the drug has an impact in the metastatic setting, like bevacizumab had, the first thing we want to study is in the curative setting, would it have a positive impact as well? So I think that the ECOG-led trial is obviously a very important trial that hopefully will answer that question.
Any other questions that are being looked at in the adjuvant setting that you think are important?
As I'm sure you know, there is an ongoing trial of the use of erlotinib in the adjuvant setting as well. And although material is being collected, this trial is open to all patients with non-small cell lung cancer, irrespective of histology or biological markers. I think they have to express by immunohistochemistry the ipilimumab factor receptor, but that's a fairly high percentage of patients. I think the most interesting question right now is the value of adjuvant erlotinib in patients that have a mutation of the ipilimumab factor receptor. Because here you have in first line a therapy that has 2 to 3 times higher response rate than chemotherapy in the metastatic setting. And likewise, what we discussed with bevacizumab, the obvious next question is what if we use this in the curative setting, namely the adjuvant setting? And that I'm aware of is obviously being tested as a subgroup of the large trial, but it's also ongoing research on a phase 2 study done at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston.